morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have a lady. The regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjustment. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members present, so we can proceed. We have a quorum. I think we have another member that's supposed to be coming, as I recall.
I believe we only have 5 members that have confirmed.
Five
to, yeah.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to have 6.
Actually, Mr. Klein said he was going to come. Barry Klein.
Ah, which one did I forget? Okay.
Oh, here we go. There is another.
Okay, we're here. So the attendance now shows that we have 6 members present. Have you all read the minutes from the previous meeting? Do I hear a motion of approval? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. I assume we have a second, too. Okay. City Attorney?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to swear in any members of the public, any members of staff who will be providing testimony today. Please raise your right hands. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. I'll also read the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you're appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should go downstairs and register before you speak to the board. You don't have to register as a lobbyist if you're speaking only on behalf of yourself and not any other party, or if you're testifying as an expert witness providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you're appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance, to express support of or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they're communicating. If you're an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you're appearing in favor of or against an item or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Do we have any requests for continuance or requests for extension of time?
We do not.
Any discussion items?
We do not have any discussion items.
Any progress reports?
No progress reports today.
No modifications?
And no modifications.
No open and continuing items. We have a new application, as I recall.
We do have a new application. So this the application today is file number ZBA 19-0090. The address is 1334 Washington Avenue, and this is for a change of the owner or operator of the establishment. It was previously Indochine Restaurant, and now it's going to be controlled by Biscayne Cowboys 305 LLC. So the request is simply a modification of the name. This was a variance that was originally issued in September of 2013. Staff is recommending that some of the conditions be updated to reflect more current standards, including one that if they change the name in the future, they can do that through an affidavit, submitting an affidavit through staff, as opposed to having to come before the board to make the change. So with that, staff recommends approval of the modification to the variance. And if you have any questions, I guess the applicant's here to present as well.
Is he here to represent the applicant?
I am. Samuel Rubert of Samuel A. Rubert, PA. 2645 Executive Park Drive, Suite 122, Weston, Florida, 33331. We've worked with staff. We've reviewed their conditions. My client's principal is here. If you have any questions for him, we're in agreement with the conditions as modified.
Agree to all the conditions?
Yes.
The staff has recommended?
Yes.
Anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? Members of the board have any questions?
Good morning. I have a question. There were some comments about liens. Have you satisfied all the liens?
I don't believe we have any liens pending.
Under the conditions of the board, the applicant had some liens pending, so I was just wondering whether they were satisfied.
If there were liens, they were probably of the landlords, and I can't speak for the landlord, as we're just a tenant.
That's a standard condition that we have in all orders that we incorporated. If there are any liens that they have to settle them prior to obtaining a building permit. So, we are not aware of any liens on the property, at least issued by the city.
Any other
Thank
questions?
You.
Comments? I just have one comment to make. That was my old stamping ground. I grew up on 14th Street, Drexel Avenue, right around the corner. I'm very familiar with the property. I'm very familiar with the hotel. And the area has changed so much over the years. I was there in 1942. That's when my family moved into that area. So we've seen the change. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve, Siegel, with the conditions provided by staff.
Second? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate your time.
Anything else?
I just want to make an announcement on the next meeting. It will be on July 12th. Typically, it's the first Friday. In this case, that's the day after the 4th of July, so it'll be held on the second Friday of the month. So that's July 12th. We do expect to have one item on the agenda, so we'll be sending those packets out as soon as they're ready to go.
Do you believe that the City Commission might be considering a possibility of having more items come to the zoning board?
Yeah, because I was going to bring that up too, especially now hearing that next month we're only going to have one application as well. It seems quite silly to use the resources that we do to come here. It's 9:08 right now. Mm-hmm. Some of us travel from far and take off from work, et cetera, which I know we signed up to this, but if we can either consolidate it so that people can come all at once, and I understand that's unfortunate to the residents because we want to give them access as quick as possible, or we have talked about this before. I've now sat on the board, I think, for 4 or 5 years at this point, about talking to the commission about broadening what actually comes before this board, because at the moment, especially an application like that where it's really not controversial, mm-hmm. it seems quite silly for everyone to show up for literally a ministerial task.
We are trying to change the condition where projects that are just coming for a change of name, that in the future they wouldn't have to come before the board. Unfortunately, we have to do that on each case as that condition was inserted into previous variances. There is a report that was prepared by a consultant that I believe discusses some of the authorities of each board, so the city is looking into that. I don't have any of the concrete recommendations before me, but that's something that is being looked at, because some of the other boards are overworked, and,
sure,
and so
a lot of buildings in the city, it seems.
So
there's no question. Since the commission changed the powers of the other board, variances that normally would come here are handled by the other boards as well as the other things. This is my 26th year serving on the Board of Adjustment, and it's been amazing to me how the conditions have changed. We used to have items, 7-8 items, before this board. And now, of course, they go to the other boards who hear them as well as other items that are before them. But the problem I see, as I mentioned to you earlier, is that the board members are complaining of those boards. They're running 8 to 10 hours in some of the board meetings because they have too much on their plate.
We're doing 8 to 10 minutes.
Pardon?
And we're doing 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, it used to be, we never had a meeting that I can recall that went past lunchtime, usually. You know, it would be 3-4 hours. And we'd hear probably 6 or 7 items. And it went relatively rapidly because we had a board, I'm talking about the 20 years that I was on. I don't know what happened in the interim. But evidently, it's been pretty tough on these other boards. Being there, and I think you've heard it, you've mentioned it to me, some of the meetings have run 10 hours. And that, I think, is an inordinate amount of time for volunteers to serve. But
and on the equal side, for volunteers to come for 8 minutes,
You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, I think we've all voiced it. We've voiced it before.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty unanimous, I'll assume. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to serve. I coming for 8 minutes and, scheduling my life around being present in town and all that just to come for a meeting like this.
No, I understand.
It's just a waste of resources, that's all. It's not a we're happy to serve, but we want to do something if we're here.
I understand.
Of course, we understand that.
Any other comments?
Second. Fantastic motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for coming.
So
I didn't even have time to finish my
message,
coffee.
I mean, what happens?
I don't really think a resolution was adopted, but what we can do is we can brief you on the recommendations in the Matrix Group report maybe at the next meeting because they may impact this board. Now, I will tell you that following the charter amendment that allowed the Historic Preservation Board and Design Review Board to review variances that are associated with applications that are already before those boards, it would very likely take another charter amendment to undo that. So just something to keep in mind.